Crimson Peak.
Transcoin.
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
George Mason Bean.
Rabbits.
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 Blaze Razor Beak.
Blah, blah. I don't know.
Blaze Razor Beak.
Hey, how come
you
have that echo? What are you doing?
Barkavode?
Did you echo me?
I didn't mean to.
Well, don't echo me.
I mean, no.
Don't echo people, bro.
Barkamals. Barkamals. Hey, there we go.
You got
Rodney Barkamals. Rodney Barkamals.
Why am I echoing?
Are you?
Am I not?
My speakers are muted.
Maybe?
Just gonna have the all flanging one. It's the spy versus by all flanging perp karst.
You gotta do a thing so I don't echo. Or.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, you better.
It's. Snarb. That's better, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Alright.
Rabbit. Get me an iced tea.
Phalange.
First phalange.
Kate Phalangit.
She would.
Oh, I would. Would you?
I don't even know.
Wouldn't you?
It depends.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Don't make it bad.
And we're back.
Yeah, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast, also known as Your Talking Show for February 5th, 2008.
Yep. Listen slow, though. It's got to last you.
Yeah. So for those of you who are listening to this, you have earned enough spy frequent listener points to achieve the next level.
That's right.
So congratulations to those of you who did it. And for those of you who didn't do it, probably just get someone else to copy it for you. Send it to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. You guys could get it on a torrent.
There's always a way to, you know, circumnavigate the rules.
You donkey.
I remember that shit.
Yep. You should get us on Audio Galaxy. Hey, is our show listed on Audio Galaxy
Our
yet?
Show is listed on WinMX. If you search under guy on guy on guy on guy on guy on sandwich porn, then all search results will... Hey, where'd you go? What are you doing?
Candy makes mouth happy. Mouth any
bake
good to eat.
Strawberry flavored, a juicy treat.
Quick learn with
eat.
Twist them in a coil. Twist, twist, tie them in a knot.
Eat them bite by bite by bite.
Chew, chewy, chew.
Twizzlers candy, lots in every pack.
Quick learn.
Twizzlers makes mouth happy.
I am a mouth. Ha! And my job is to eat things. One really fun thing I get to eat is Twizzlers candy. It makes me happy. They're so chewy, and their fruity flavor is so juicy. So if you have a mouth, and I know you do, may I personally recommend Twizzlers?
What are you doing?
What?
What the hell is going on?
Sorry. There you go. Okay. Yeah, I know what the problem was. Sorry about all that. Sorry. Sorry. Is that better? Can you hear me? I know you can. I know what the problem was.
What are you doing?
Well, it's so stupid. I couldn't figure it out either, but the Podmajig is, it's got a foot pedal that's a volume pedal.
Yeah.
And I just fucking absentmindedly stepped on it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Can you put yourself through a wah-wah?
I can.
All right, do it.
All right. Wah, wah, wah. That's really happening.
Yeah.
No, I could totally do it. Now it makes my opinion sound really important. Wait, 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 wait.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's been the Spy vs. Spy talking show.
Welcome and goodbye.
So what do you?
I know you've tried some fascinating foodstuffs of recent. Dude, I can't wait to hear about this. You're gonna scare people. You ever fart so loud that you scare the cat and it throws up? You know we fooding it up.
You know we eating the food. That's this Fooding It Up theme song. What, you farted on a cat? What did you?
What? No, did you ever?
Fart on a cat?
You ever fart so loud it scares the cat and the cat throws up?
No.
Do you want to quit?
Do you want to quit doing that for now?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying.
What?
I'm just saying, shut up.
The cat thing?
No, okay. One time I was laying down and, like, on my stomach, right? I think I was reading or I was watching TV. I can't remember. I was on a futon, and like one of the ground ones, not one of the above ground ones, you know. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
And I farted, and my cat, like jumped, like dove into my between my legs, as though it was like a small mouse that had made the sound or something, and it scared me, and I barfed.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the whole barfing shitting?
Tiger's revenge, my clawed balls. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Revenge?
Yeah.
It's a dish best served.
No, I didn't say revenge. I said pooping and barfing.
Oh.
You know, when you feel like you have to do both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, you always poop first.
Yeah.
I would rather clean up barf than poop any day. So if I barfed on the floor, I could deal with that. If I shat on the floor, I would be very upset.
Huh.
But my bathtub is also very close to my toilet, so I wouldn't really have a problem.
So you just sit down and then lean over.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do. Or probably the best thing to do is just go in the shower.
Yeah, just go lay down in the shower and let what happens.
Lay in the bathtub on your side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should fill up the tub too with water so that like should anything happen and have like a lava lamp effect.
Yes. Maybe there's another kind of liquid you could fill the bathtub up with that would make a more genuine effect.
Oh, like, Lucite?
I love Lucite.
A poo in Lucite would be pretty nice. Virus is pie, pooing in Lucite. 98. So we had some very resonant foodstuffs of late.
I did. I did food it up. And let me tell you about it right now. I went to the Japanese food store downtown.
They got a lot of soy sauce.
It's called Konbinia, which you can probably guess where they got that name.
Sure.
And no, it's like, you know, you can get all kinds of everything there. And they had some Kit Kats from Japan. And I got two different ones. One is... the packaging is all in Japanese, but it's clearly identifiable as a Kit Kat. Although, it comes in a box, kind of like a Pocky, you know?
Really?
You pop the top, and it's...
Box and then foil?
Yeah, kind of like that. And then, it's weird, because I bought two different ones, which look like they're the same size, but the boxes were slightly different size, and inside was totally different. One of them you opened it up like a Pocky Box, and it had two packages, each with one slightly fatter Kit Kat segment.
Okay.
So they weren't connected at all. And then the other one had two separate packages, and inside those were each two regular size Kit Kat segments.
Huh.
So it's really weird. I guess in Japan, you're only supposed to eat two at a time, not four, you fat bastard. And so one of them was chocolate with apple. It was an apple
Kit
Kat.
That sounds so good. That really sounds good.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking like apple chocolate, like I'll go with that, but it's not really my first choice of a fruit chocolate mix. And as regular listeners may or may not know, I don't go for chocolate and fruit.
No, those are things that you don't like combined.
Well, I don't mind, and you know, if somebody
it's not your bag.
No,
you'd rather have one or the other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would rather do that.
One than the other.
Keep them separate, but chocolate and cheese, on the other hand, that's a different story. Fruit and cheese as well.
What about chocolate and meat?
Yes, mole sauce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the apple one is the one that had only two. Two big segments in it, but not like a chunky, not like a Kit Kat chunky or thick or big cat or whatever they're called.
Kit Kat double XL?
Something, yeah. And it was like a regular Kit Kat with like a thin, layer, a thin, paste layer, kind of apple.
Okay.
So, it wasn't as though the whole thing was flavored apple. I think there was like an apple flavor, like frosting or something inside. And it was good. It was subtle, but apple-y. And it was good. Definitely would buy again. If I'm ever in that store. You can't get them in the regular store here.
Well, how far is that store from your home?
Oh, what? 15-minute bus ride? 20-minute bus ride, maybe?
How about a run?
A run?
Yeah, how long would it take you to run there?
Oh, it's across the bridge, and it's I don't know. It would take me a long time to get over there.
Right.
The second one I got, I think it was chestnut. Because I don't really know chestnuts. But they come inside that spiny ball sack thing, right?
Do they?
Is that what chestnuts are?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what the picture was on it. And it was a white chocolate Kit Kat with chestnut sort of flavor. It was good. It was excellent. I would definitely get that one as well. Although white chocolate... I like white chocolate, but chocolate bar grade white chocolate I think is kind of not really worthwhile.
Well, that's just milk and cornstarch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wax and...
paraffin.
Yeah.
Wax and paraffin.
Yes. It's not my favorite, but it's okay. But anyway, yeah, with the chestnut, it was nice. And then there was another one that was like a vanilla bean. It was a white chocolate and vanilla bean Kit Kat, and that was also good. So Japan, thumbs up for doing your thing with... They also have green tea Kit Kats.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd try that.
Yeah, sure. So there you go. I forgot to check if they had any cucumber Pepsi, though.
The packaging for the green tea Kit Kat I'm envisioning is a box with a lid that comes off, you know? Like when you get, like, the big candy samplers, you know? And the Kit Kat inside is just loose in packing peanuts.
That's sure.
You know?
Packing peanuts. Snickers really satisfies.
Hey. What? Spencer's accusing Allison of copying him, and she says, I'm not copying with you.
And she said, no, you're copying me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, don't. Yep, have it.
You should call a copyright lawyer in to deal with them.
Yeah. That's all I need around here is more lawyers. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
And I can't.
Okay. Yeah, legally.
No can mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm a bit under the weather today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that why we haven't done a show today?
Yeah, yet? I've been sick and tired of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to check the calendar, it's on the site. We don't have a link to it, but it's... You just go spydildkheim.com/calendar... dates. HTML?
Palm is French for apple, did you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I did know that. Because you know what they got for potato, you know.
Patat?
That's what I'm... No?
Yeah.
That's not patat.
That's what they call it.
They call them pomme de terre.
No, they don't really call it that.
They don't?
No.
Yeah, fuck you, Madame Glore.
That's like the official thing that nobody says, and if you say you're a nerd. No, I don't know if that's true, but I think they just call it Patette.
Man, I believe it. I was filled with so many lies in school.
I know. Recently I've been thinking about maybe trying to relearn some French. I thought it might be a useful thing to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know how committed I am to that.
Hey, you fudge dobers. You, dollhouse. You, monster trucks. You fudge dobers.
Fudge Doberman.
A little bit. Some of you are. You.
Would you agree with the statement that I'm about to make, that fudge is overrated?
Absolutely. I go every year at the state fair. We go to the, there's the little indoor building area thing where they have all the vendors, and there's always a fudge.
Is that where they had the pig races?
No, it's a different building.
Okay.
But there's the fudge, awesome fudge made fudge. It's a booth, they got a big sign, it's all like, we're making fudge. And you watch them make the fudge, and you're like, oh man, fudge would be great, but like first of all, fudge is not great anyway. It's
no,
like,
fudge
oh,
is
wow,
like,
that's
a, it's like a byproduct
sweet.
Or something, you know? It's like, oh, we had some leftover shit, so how about we put together and, is this okay? Yeah, it's okay.
It is totally the tripe of candies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can eat it, but why, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and I don't know. It seems people always make a big deal out of fudge. I think it's because it's always at special events, like a fair, mm-hmm. or like at fucking Niagara Falls or some shit.
Which is stupid because like the fair is always a hot summer day.
Yeah,
like something real thick and chocolatey to clog my neck hole. Sounds.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is that fudge isn't even by nature chocolatey. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
It's just kind of like. It's like eating nougat or something, you know?
It is really just like it's like an unfinished candy bar.
Yeah, what else you have for me? You gonna dip that in something or what? And sometimes they're like, oh, we put jalapenos in it, we put garlic in it, we put fucking this and that, fruits, dried apricot. And, you know, like, I don't know, you're just spinning your wheels, you're just wasting your time. You could spend all that time and effort in making me a nice cake. Or a manner of pie or tart.
Make I bet if you took some fudge and rolled it in coconut, that'd be pretty good. Not big pieces of fudge, though. That's the other thing with fudge. Why so thick?
Yeah, well, it's because it's hard, because it's like, it's kind of like gooey kind of stuff. So if you make it too thin, it'll just, you won't be able to hold it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the way you got to put a graham cracker under there.
Yeah, totally. No, I agree. But I just think that people glorify fudge a bit too much, I think. And people get really excited about it, and I always find it to be a letdown.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Fudge has been built up too long. We see through you, fudge.
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot of hate mail about that.
I know.
Because people really, they don't even think about it.
To me, it's like, you know how little kids like candy, they just like anything that's sugary.
Yeah.
That's, to me, it's like, if you like fudge, you have an unsophisticated, you know, well, not necessarily. I mean, you can enjoy anything, and I'm not going to fucking make any sweeping statements about you, but
are there fudge spurts out there? I mean, are there people who are just totally like, oh, I don't like candy. Butterfinger? No, that's gross. Charleston Chew? I wouldn't touch it.
I'm holding out for it to fudge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They look at the dessert menu and they're like, carrot cake.
I think
no,
the people who like fudge
no.
are people who will just dip their finger into a jar of frosting and eat that, you know?
Because that is exactly what it tastes like. It's like,
it's a legitimate way to not look like a fucking fat
fudge
ass.
Fudge is like stale frosting. You're right.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's kind of an unsophisticated thing. And but it doesn't mean you are unsophisticated if you eat it and enjoy it. That's okay, but I don't know. For people who build it up, it's like, no, shouldn't you be building up like a good chocolate mousse or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, speaking of mousse.
Manitoba Mousse.
Of
the American Hockey League.
We went to Applebee's the other night.
Sending all their players to the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, really?
It's sports update. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
It's not sports update.
Oh,
God, fuck all that.
I always try to throw that in there and you never let me. One day.
Maybe, if you want, we could start doing separate shows. You know?
No, it'll be
and
like
we could have each other as
the correspondent.
Special guest.
Yeah, like, every... oh, here with sports, it's Phil Redmond. You have to do the sports on my show. And then I'll come out and do the weather.
Some guys hit a ball.
You can read out the time on my show. Hey, Phil, what time is it right now?
Oh, it's 11 past the hour. Whatever. Wherever you are, it's 11 past the hour.
Yeah.
As long as you're listening to it right now.
49 before the hour?
That's the way to do it.
I love how they say that, and you're like, oh, good, because I didn't understand you the first time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's 109 before 2 hours from now.
Oh, I thought you were reading.
109 that. Minutes to 2 hours from now. Whoa.
There's a mattress on the freeway.
Yeah, so we went to Applebee's.
Apple Kit Kat B?
They were okay. I mean, the food there is
I've been to Applebee's before in the United
I would
States.
Say upper average food.
Better than Denny's?
Better than Denny's.
Worse than...
Staying home. But,
Isn't
the
that
cool
a drag,
thing,
though, dude, when you, like, when you go out for dinner and it's totally... I know this is no big revelation, but it's worse than what you would have made at home, even if you weren't planning on making anything big, you know? Dude, like, shit, man, like, I could have reheated some meatloaf.
The kids got shit off the kid menu, right? And yeah. The kids menu was like, okay, cheeseburger, mini cheeseburgers,
fish sticks,
grilled cheese sandwiches, whatnot, you know? And then macaroni and cheese, and they're both like, oh, macaroni and cheese, I want that. Like, $3.50, macaroni and cheese. Okay, that's fine. It comes with, you know, fries and fruit and something. It'll be, you know, it'll be something to make it worthwhile. No. I look at the menu again, they bring it, and it's just like fucking mac and cheese a la carte. And I look at the little, a la mode. I look at the little menu, and it's like, okay, the items that have a smiley face next to them come with fries and fruit. No smiley face is plain. And macaroni and cheese is the only thing with no smiley face.
Actually, that one comes with a frowny face, and they come and they punch you in the nose.
So order. $7 for about 90 cents for the mac and cheese, which that's fine, it's the service industry. And then me, I just get, you know, cheeseburger and fries, okay, well, that's fine. I can find that in the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some. You probably still had one stored in your cheek from earlier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Heather got some, like, chicken Von dumplings or something like that was, like, you know, it wasn't a thing that we would normally make. But the, I'm not trying to just slag on Applebee's, because the cool thing was they had, like, pick an appetizer, pick your main food, and then you also get to pick from this list of little desserts. And the desserts were kind of cool. Because it was a pie in a double shot glass. Like a big shot glass of pie.
What?
So it was like...
That doesn't make any sense.
It was slightly less pie than you would get from like an entire piece of pie. But like normally if I eat at a restaurant, at the end I'm like, ugh, I don't know, pie? Nah.
So it was half midway between a slice of pie and a tart?
Yeah. And they're only 99 cents. And it's like, you know, they just... I know they just have just pie tubes back there, and they're just like,
yeah,
graham cracker crumbs,
yeah,
cream cheese, butter, onion, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what Spencer got. And but I got the key lime pie, and it was, fuck, that shit was tart. It was like, ah,
I thought you Zango. Said it was a pie.
Right, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, how can you call something fucking snooged into a glass of pie? I don't know. But,
yeah, I know. That is a bit weird, isn't it?
But it was good. Pies in a glass, I can dig it.
Yeah. So
spies on a plane, get off.
Spies like us.
These motherfucking pies off this.
Pie,
anyway.
Pies like us. Hey, what do you think of this idea?
Yeah, recommend it. Oh, is it going to be the thing? The thing we talked about today?
Here's the thing. Here's the topic of the day.
Okay.
What do you think if... you're not going to like this because you have kids.
Wow.
What if... kid did something wrong, and you just punched him in the face. That's what we were talking about. Me and Steve and Ollie were talking about this the other day. Just punch him in the face. Do you think they would never do anything wrong again? You know, you always, you know, it's like spanking eventually wears off. Like, it gets to a point where it's no longer threatening. And you can try various other taking things away, or chores, or whatnots, money, and all that. But the real motivation, no one likes being punched in the face.
You know? No, I know.
And here's the thing, is what you can do. And you can add other levels by the first thing you do is you make the mom punch the kid in the face, right? And then if the kid acts up again, you go, you know what, mom's going to punch you in the face, but if you're really bad, dad's going to punch you in the face. And they'll be like, oh fuck.
Man.
Like, I remember getting punched in the face by mom, and that was no treat. So, I think it's like... It's more of a deterrent, because you only really probably need to do it once, right?
No.
Is that not true?
My dad did punch me in the face and quite a bit. And
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, it sucked at the time. But looking back...
He kept breaking his hand on you?
Right. Yeah, yeah, it's really sucked for him. No, it's not really a deterrent. All it does is it makes you really aware of your dad's reach.
Yes.
And you're just constantly like, oh, I just got to stay 38 inches away. I do whatever I want 38 inches from him. So, yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's hey man. No, I'm fine. It fucks you. And that's the thing is, what I think is valuable to see. I wish I could hit my kids. I can't, you know, because you know you're not supposed to or whatever. But man, yeah, I got punched real good as a kid. But man, that just all that does is teach you how to take a punch, which is a valuable skill.
But you know what? Like, I never got punched, but like I would get like. I'd get, like, smacked in the ear and stuff, you know?
Oh, no, fuck all that. I'd much rather get punched in the face.
I know, it's more, like, straightforward, but...
yeah.
But anyway, like, anybody I know who ever got, like, not beaten, not, you know, not battered.
No.
But, like, somewhere between spank and punch, you know? There's, like, there's that gray area. Anyone I know who had that turned out to be a decent person.
Yeah.
And I don't know any murderers. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, you know, just, all right, stand still, blackada, 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 you know, and it's just, like, the fucking speed bagging and nothing like that, but...
I think we should hire Super Nanny to spank your kids with her boobs.
You know what I should really do is just fucking buy a werewolf costume.
Yeah? Is that the one thing, is that the one thing they're afraid of right now?
Yeah, werewolves.
Yeah. And then what you could do is, maybe you should, like, hire somebody else to wear the werewolf costume. And then you come in with some, like, silver fucking crucifix or some shit, right?
Whoa.
And then you get to be the hero, and you also get to teach them a lesson. Like, oh, you were bad, and the werewolf came, and good thing I was here. But you know what? If I'm not around and you do something bad, that werewolf is going to come, and I won't be here to save you. Except what's going to happen is you're going to get your friend to come over in a werewolf costume, and they're just going to end up stabbing him with the fucking... steak knife or something.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dad isn't here. We gotta take him down. Yeah, and then... yeah. Maybe you can somehow combine Santa Claus with a werewolf.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Did I already tell you that?
No.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Why?
Well, over Christmas when we were in the thing there was a full moon and whatnot, and I actually was telling Spencer that to look out for werewolves.
Yeah.
Wolves, but werewolves. And that werewolves just want to eat Santa. That's like their main goal.
Sure. That's weird. What if Dringolf will turn into Santa
Claus? He's a werewolf. What he has to do, he has to start singing anti-Christmas songs or something like that to make
Monster Mash.
Think he wasn't Santa.
Monster Mash is pretty much the opposite of Christmas song.
Well, I guess.
Let's not talk about Monster Mash for another several months, though.
Why?
Because I gotta build up. I gotta build up the bile for it. Fuck, can't stand that shit.
No, come on.
Oh, no, it's the worst.
You and Monster Mash go way back.
I had a stroke.
Yes. Oh, God, speaking of stroke. Just fucking, you seen that Family Guy? You know,
yes.
Do that?
Yeah.
Pete has a stroke there?
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it sucks because, like, my dad had a stroke, Heather's dad had a stroke, and I know I'm not supposed to be laughing, but I was fucking scared.
And then I went to have a stroke, but the guy came all over me before I had a chance.
Whoa.
What?
Ick.
There's some joke about that.
What?
There's something about, like... fuck, what is the joke? I don't know if it's one of those jokes where there's a bunch of nuns and a naked guy comes or something.
One of
them had a stroke, and the other one had a stroke, and then...
sure.
The guy finished before the third one had a chance. Something. I can't remember.
I wonder how much cum you can eat before you're gay.
Is it... from another guy?
Is it in you? Yeah.
Well, I think as long as you're not pulling it out of your own butt and eating it.
Right. But, like, I mean, if you're on a desert island... could you survive on another dude's spuzz? Like, Suppose, okay, here's the thing. Okay, you can't, just two guys on a desert island, you're not going
to
live very long.
I would be using that to hold my shelter together.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's the concept, okay? You're going to a desert island to get deserted, accidentally.
Yeah.
Through no fault of your own. And the guy you'll get stranded with has a lot of cheeseburgers, but they're his, and he has deeds to them.
Okay. Are they in a fridge, or are they just in his backpack?
They're in his cheeks.
Those are only good for one day.
Right. Okay.
I don't like this.
You know? Would you... Okay, yeah, would you go gay or cannibal first?
I don't think they need to be mutually exclusive, do they? I'd just eat his dong.
Yeah, one leads to the other, right?
You start with that. And then, you know, if you start with that, it can only go up from there, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, you'll feel bad at first, but then you'll start feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. Desert island, dessert.
Let's go.
Gay,
dessert
fudge.
Island. Yeah.
Fudge, dessert. What else have we got to string this together?
Sure. We got the Fudge Packers Union.
Fudge Packers lost to the Fudge Patriots, didn't they?
I don't know. Oh. Fudge Patriots.
The New England Fudge Patriots. You just have to... All the teams are called Fudge something, and then the funniest one is Green Bay.
Yep, that's right.
The Minnesota Fudge Vikings, come on.
That's pretty good.
Jacksonville like Fudge Jaguars.
Jacksonville.
I don't know. Is that a team still?
I don't know.
Atlanta Fudge Falcons.
That's good. I don't know even where the Fudge Raiders play right now.
Chicago Fudge Bears.
That's great. You really stumbled out of something here.
Oh, yeah. Seattle Fudge Hawks. Wait. Sea Fudge Hawks? Fudge Seahawks? That doesn't work. They have too many modifiers on their name already.
That's right. That's why they did that.
Yeah.
To trump that fudge curse.
And then there used to be a team in the Canadian Football League. They had expanded into the States briefly. And they had a few American teams in the Canadian Football League. And the
really?
Las Vegas team was called the Las Vegas Posse.
Wow.
Las Vegas Fudge Posse.
That's good. Yeah. That's pretty far south.
It is. They also had a team in Shreveport.
Huh.
Louisiana? Is that in Louisiana?
I assume.
Something. And they had another one.
It's one of the Xanas.
Yeah. I forget what the other ones were. Something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think they had one like in St. Louis or something. I can't remember.
Anyway, that's weird. How long did that last?
It is like only a couple years. And actually, one of the American teams actually went on to win the Grey Cup, which is the trophy.
What?
And it was weird, the American team winning the championship.
And that's why they quit doing it.
There also used to be two teams called the Rough Riders.
Two teams?
Yeah, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Ottawa Rough Riders. And then the Ottawa Rough Riders went out of business. And then they came back calling themselves the Renegades, so it was okay. But yeah, there used to be two teams in the same, like, eight-team football league. Only eight teams. Or something, eight or nine teams. And the two of them were called the Rough Riders.
That's nuts.
I think one of them was one-word Rough Rider, and the other one was Rough Space Riders. So, you know.
Well, there's three or four Wildcats in every little league, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. There's also a team called the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Shit.
It's like, if it's already, like, you know, you can stop a tiger. Tiger Cat Animals. Pet.
The Chicago Bear Animals.
Yeah.
Animal Bears.
Yeah.
There's the Bears and the Animal Bears. Yep. Yeah. I'm always wondering why there's the Sox team.
They should call the Cubs the Bear Cubs. A little cross-promotion, Chicago Bear Cubs.
I always thought that was implied.
Yeah.
I kind of thought more...
Yeah, it could be like a sea lion cub,
places
though.
Should do that. A Seahawk lion?
Yeah.
I think that more cities should unify their sports teams into,
the Chicago Bear Sox Cubs? Bear Cub Sox?
Well, you could have the football team be the Things, and the basketball team be the Invisible Women's Ziz.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you could really
the gymnastics team could be called the Mr. Fantastics.
Fantastics. Fantastics.
Mr. Gymtastic.
Mm-hmm. They should have Fantastics at the Olympics this year.
Mr. Gymkata.
Gymkata.
Yeah. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, speaking of all that, where do we stand as a show, as a duo, as a program, a company?
In the Super Bowl?
As an establishment?
Let me tell you what I think's going to happen.
Yeah. Predictions? Fantasy predictions?
Rotisserie.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy President League is what we're talking?
I got kicked out of the Fantasy Football League for all of the gangbangs I've predicted.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, what? Where do we stand on Scientology as a duo?
Where do we stand on it?
Yeah.
On the throat.
That? Yeah?
No, I don't fucking care. What did they ever do to me? What did anyone ever do to me?
Yeah.
So in that case, I hate it. No, I don't really know too much about it, and I'm actually afraid to go to the Wikipedia page because I'm afraid they're going to find out who I am.
Yeah, you'll get tagged.
They're like, hey, that guy's interested. Let's go find him.
Yeah.
There's a Scientology center here in town, I think.
There's one in Minneapolis.
There's probably one everywhere, but you can go and get tested and all that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should go see if I have any midichlorians.
Well, exactly. A lot of people have been getting down on it lately. It's like the Scientology bashing has become so popular, I might have to go Scientologist.
I don't understand why anyone... Like, yeah, they're weird, but do they affect anything ever? Like,
it's just a gang or a club, right?
Yeah, it's like anything, right? I mean, no one's going after the Freemasons.
Exactly.
They're even weirder.
Tom Cruise is also a Crip, you know, but no one, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not informed enough on it. I from what I hear, they're all a bunch of weirdos, but there's a bunch of weirdos everywhere, and mm-hmm. I can't really denounce any religion or organization, you know? It's like, yeah, you guys are weirdos, and I don't do that, but fuck, I don't know. It's America. You're supposed to do what you want, right?
G's up, hoes down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I agree.
Well, so...
Oh, who are you voting for today?
In the Super Bowl?
No. Black Guy versus White Lady.
Oh. Black Tuesday?
Yep. That's how he should have been promoting it like that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Should have been like, yo, niggas want some change.
I'm going to vote for that Ron Popeil guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not Ron Paul, Ron Popeil?
Yeah.
All right.
The Popeil.
That'd be good.
Do you guys
don't even get to vote, do you?
Nope. I think we should, though. I think we should let Mexico and Canada vote, and everyone should get half votes. Or even... I don't know. Like, maybe it doesn't count for anything, but they should poll everybody, too. And
they should still check, right?
Put it on TV and be like, well, this is what Mexico thinks, and then that might
sway... Like the day before.
Yeah, it might sway people, you know? You mm-hmm. might want to know, here's what Canada thinks about you guys. They think that you should vote for this. And then if you want to do a spite vote, you can be like, oh, fuck Canada, man. I'm voting for this guy who hates Canada. Mitt Romney.
What do you think the ratio of Canada spiders to...
Mexico to, spiders?
No, to Canada...
Man spiders?
Devotees. Because, you know, like, me and the Chicago Commission and them, we're all just like, oh, anything Canada does is so fabulous compared to us. You know?
It's true.
That is how
we
are.
For one thing, we have a multi-party
Australia
system.
Beats them all, of course.
You have more than one choice to make when you vote in Canada. There's usually four guys to choose from. Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, man. No, I don't know. I've been following it. I've been looking at it on the television, but,
sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
One what, dude? One what? Just this one. Oh, you only want that one? Oh, that's fine.
I think the only way to up the ante of having a father-son in the White House is to have a husband and wife. So I think that's what America needs to do to top itself. America's all about spectacle. And,
it's true.
And being first and being the best and all that. And so,
well, look what we got going on this time, yeah. Don't
so worry. If you want to top yourself,
yeah,
that's how you do it.
Huh.
You voted in a woman who is married to a guy who used to do the job. That's how you do it.
That would be pretty good.
I don't give a shit, dude. Fuck, wasn't it?
Nice if we get a couple gays in there, though. That'd be hot.
Well, that's the next step.
Totally.
If
all grabbing each other's dicks during the State of Union address and whatnot.
That's awesome. Just like the rest of us at home.
Exactly.
I want a president that reflects the way that I, you know, I want a president who I could go to a gay bar with.
Yes.
You know?
You know what would be nice? Is if, like, we got the kind of president who would, like, you know, go and have a State of the Thingamajig address, you know? And yeah. they block out a good hour for that, you know? And it'll be like, now I want to show you some of my favorite Heckle and Jekyll cartoons. The Union's fine. Watch this.
Yeah. Heckle and Jekyll. Fuck.
Yeah. Basically, I want the king of cartoons to be my president.
Uh-huh.
Let the cartoon begin.
We don't have that.
You don't have Pew's Playhouse?
No.
You never... Nothing?
No.
Really?
Don't have cartoons here. Everything's live. Oh, everything's puppets here.
Samuel Jackson was Cowboy Curtis. And,
they reenact all the popular cartoons here with puppets.
Lawrence Fishburne was Phil Hartman. And
Phil Mahartman.
Mm-hmm. Ron Popeil played Paul Rubens. It's good times.
Peter Paul Rubens?
Yeah. Peter Paul. What do they make? Mounds? Almond Joy? They used to. Who makes that now?
Almond Brothers Joy?
How long is this show?
I don't know.
What day is it?
I'm not recording. I'm just...
Okay.
It's all warm-up.
It's all warm-up?
It's all preamble.
No, we don't have this kind of battery, babe. I know it needs more batteries than that, but it takes quack tackle A's. Oh.
Takes fucking A's.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Yeah, that's probably the...
Scientology... Momomos.
Yeah, this has been the weekly Spy vs. Spy
the
program.
King of Cartoons.
Tune in next month for the following week's program.
Yep. No, let's ramp it up, dude.
Really?
Two shows daily.
Alright. And then halfway through the year, we can just quit. And no one will be the wiser.
Yep. No one will be the Joey wiser.
No one will be the wise Gerber. Dog out of here.
Can you bark?
Who let the dog in the studio?
Bike! Bike!
Bark.
That's good stuff.
Oh man, let's fill another 5 minutes with that.
Alright. So, jot down your crevice and write us a penis, because everyone's going.
Yeah, enjoy Super Bowl. Oh wait. What do you call it again?
Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
Happy Black Tuesday.
What?
What?
Happy Black Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Yep. And we're done.
Okay. Thanks for watching.
And goodbye. Peace.
Oh.
Bosh. Hey, right now,
Best Buy Petus?
Yeah. So, you're just gonna email that to everyone? You're gonna put it on the website?
You mean everyone?
You know.
Interested parties? The
yep.
show is now on Mega Upload.
Yep. Totally.
I think what we need to do every week?
Hey.
Every week? This is what we should hear. We should make a concerted effort.
Okay.
Every week to say whatever the current buzzwords and e-trends are,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, like next year,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to all the, oh yeah, Mega Upload. Shit, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gotta be careful to... What?
Mega Upload's never going away, Brian.
Oh. So Spy vs. Pie, brought to you by Mega Upload.
Hey, Mega Upload is the Google of
Mazalot.
Hotbot. What?
The green duck and the pink duck gotta be quiet.
Well, that's very considerate of those ducks. You got some tape on your sleeve there, man. Right here. You want to put it in the trash?
There's only two ducks?
Yeah, a green duck and a pink duck. There's more ducks around, but that's just the one she has right now. They got to be quiet. So, what do you think about hockey?
It's okay.
Don't you think they've kind of played it all already?
Yeah, man.
I mean, are there any combinations of moves that haven't been performed yet?
Maybe by the Anaheim Fudge Ducks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. New York Fudge Rangers? Fuck, it's so good. You can do it to anything.
Yeah.
The New Jersey Fudge Devils? It's like over the whole league was sponsored by a fudge company. Dr. Utker.
Oh, man. Yep, I'm into it. Tampa hey, Allison.
Tampa
hey,
Bay Fudge hey. Lightning.
Don't take anything out of there, okay? No, I love you and you're a beautiful girl, but you got to pick some stuff up if you can take those out.
Robert Newsom's team, the Atlanta Fudge Thrashers.
Oh, God.
What happened to that guy?
He's been sick.
He should make a thing for us to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
All the time.
Yeah.
No, he's sick. His whole family's been sick for a while. All kinds of mucus up in the Newsom house.
Chicago fudge socks.
Newsom fudge mucus. Who do we got? There's the Minnesota Fudge Wild. What's our soccer team? The Fudge Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know what's on C-SPAN right now?
No.
U.S. House of Fudge Representatives. Oh boy. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We finished Cadbury Islands.
The Fudge Islands one?
Yeah.
With Johnny Fudge play?
Oh, God, yeah.
He's going to be on the new one, now you know.
I know. Now that's you're all so primed. Great. I know, it's prime perfect. Prime. Oh, super prime, too, because I just watched it, too.
Yeah, wasn't that a good series, though?
That was a really, really, really good one.
I think that was the flagship one. I think that was the best season they ever did.
Oh, dude. It looked like Casper and Bluto had a fucking... something.
Yeah.
Man. No, he's just like all completely bone white, just big sagged out walrus of a robeast kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh man, to be the other guy in Green Day, that'd be a gig.
Mike Durnt?
No, the other guy.
Trey Cool?
No, the fourth guy.
Pat Smear?
Right.
The Pat Smear of Green Day?
Yeah, oh man. That's got to look good on the rock and roll resume.
Totally, man. What I like is, I believe, this band from Canada that I like that is no longer in existence is the Inbreds. They were a bass and drums combo.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe on one tour they brought along a second bass player to play like some of the rhythm bass parts while the other guy played the lead bass or what have you.
Right.
And, man, imagine that. Backup bass player.
Yeah. Wow.
But if you have a shitty guitarist in your band,
the singer's
out.
Just there to announce the guitar player's name. That's what the singers will want to do.
Yeah, and occasionally tell him to talk to me or make it talk or
yep.
Give me some.
Or just guitar.
CC Nimminat.
Yep. You guys, do you have Hot Topic there?
No.
Or what do you have?
Hot Topic?
Topic Stop? Quick Topic?
No, I don't really have that, I don't think. I know what it is.
Where do you guys get your shirts?
They're issued by the government.
How do you get those pants with the suspenders attached?
Build them out of cedar planks.
Shit.
You weave them from pine needles.
You've got other things.
We don't waste any part of the tree here.
Yeah. Yeah.
She sings the same way that Alanis does.
Whatever happened to Alanis anyway?
She got married to Ryan Reynolds.
From
Two Guys and a Girl and a Cup. and a punch cup. I still haven't seen that.
Whoa. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, you owe me a fudge Coke.
Yuck. Wait a minute. Chocolate Coke. Chocolate Diet Coke. Chocolate Mint.
Sony Fudge Station.
Energy Coke.
It's the Energy Cheeseburger.
Oh. Energy Cheeseburger.
Oh man, imagine.
I am imagining it.
Oh. Dr. Lavender.
Dr. Lavender.
Dr. Fish shit?
I was trying to do Dr. Malvender.
Dr. Fudgebender?
Yeah, there we go. Oh. That's the new voice of the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
What?
The green duck and the pink duck got to be quiet.
Well, that's very considerate of those ducks.
Yeah.
You got some tape on your sleeve there, man.
What?
Right here.
Oh. That's okay.
You want to put that in the trash? There's only two ducks.
There was...
Yeah, green duck and pink duck. There's more ducks around, but that's just the one she has right now. They got to be quiet.